What a fine day. I guess we get to do this every 9 years or so. Is that about, I think that's how it works. 9 years we get to be together on Christmas morning. You all look so fresh and beautiful and dressed up and sleepy. But that's okay. That's okay. I want to remind you of some things from the second chapter of Luke this morning. Just a few words that I have to say about this great story that we have been going over this morning. From Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20 that I just read to you a little while ago, I want you to concentrate with me for just a minute on three words or phrases that took place within the text of this particular story that we are told at the beginning of the gospel. And as you recall, the angel of the Lord came to those shepherds out there on the field that night, and they stood and they began to call out the glory of the Lord. It says that the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid, the shepherds were, and the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid." Now, I'd expect that would be a pretty good message from an angel just to start with if you stood in the presence of one. Don't be afraid might be a good thing for him to say. You knew he wasn't going to kill you or, you know, maim you or throw you over the cliff or something, whatever angels are thought to do. But he says instead, "I bring you tidings of great joy." Now, I want you to think about three phrases or three words that are in this text this morning that we just read just a moment ago. The most important news about this Christmas season is the message of the angels said, "There is born for you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." That word Savior is salient to the story of Christmas. This isn't just some warm fuzzy that we're supposed to be feeling here today. There is something important going on. You know that every time there's an angel seen in Scripture, whatever that angel has to say is very important. And so what the angels say to us now is there a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And the Savior is born for you. Born for you. John 3:16. A verse of Scripture, a passage that is so familiar to us all. "For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, to make the world fearful, to think that the world is somehow gone to hell in a handbasket. No. God sends his Son not to condemn us, but to come that we might be saved." That's the message of Christmas. A Savior has come. We needed that Savior, starting all the way back with our father and mother, Adam and Eve. We've needed that Savior since then, and all those promises that we've talked about all through the Advent season comes now. A Savior has come. A Savior has come, not a condemning king, but a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Well, the second thing that I would like to concentrate on is this. There are, the angels say, "We bring you tidings of great joy." Tidings of great joy. Angels come to reveal to shepherds God's wonderful Savior. And as we studied through Advent, these angel interfaces that took place all during this story, every time they come to bring relief. They come to bring good news. As a matter of fact, even today, angels are active in this world. Now, you don't see them and you might not believe in them, but that doesn't make them not true. There is a salient point to be had about what we believe and what we don't believe. It doesn't make any difference if you believe it or not. Belief doesn't change truth. And so God says that his word is truth. And the truth is, angels even minister to us now, today. If you know Christ as Savior and Lord, as the Scripture wants you to do, then in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, it says that angels are ministering spirits sent to render service to those who believe in Christ, to those who are the called of God, to those who are saved. The third thing and last that I'd like you to remember with me is the response of all who heard this message, everyone who was involved in it. It's down there at the last part of the story. The shepherds come to where Jesus is. They see him lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all who heard what the shepherds had to say marveled. They marveled. How about you? I mean, are we all taken over with tinsel and lights and, you know, all the junk that we give each other and the tree and, you know, all that stuff from the mall that we got, thinking that somehow that would display our concern for someone else, when in fact God's concern for us is the biggest thing? And that when we really let this story get to us, when we really listen to what it says, our response also should be that of marveling. It is a marvelous story. That God in his glory should reach down to us and touch us with salvation through his Son, whom he sends freely to save us. So here we are this morning, a Merry Christmas day, a celebration of Jesus' birth. Jesus comes, and salvation from the pages of Scripture is lived out in his life. He shows us what it means to be touched by God. He lives out before us what it means to be God's person. And he speaks to us over and over through the gospel message. He speaks to us the gospel. He says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your soul." So Jesus is salvation. He lives out salvation. He preaches salvation. And he paid for our salvation. For when we get to the last part of the Gospels, there is Jesus hanging on a cruel tree, suffering for your sins and mine. God purchasing us back, redeeming us, saving us. It is marvelous in our sight. And so Jesus comes and secures for all of us, salvation, if we will respond in faith to him. And so we marvel this morning in the presence of the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The Apostle Paul writes this: "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." And oh, we marvel today, on a Christmas morning, to understand, to be blessed with understanding, to know the story of Jesus Christ, the story of the gospel, and to be saved by his power. And we are truly grateful. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. What a blessing it is to be together on a Christmas morning to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. Jesus has come, and we can be saved. Oh Lord, help us today to appreciate what it is that you have done for us, to stop for a moment and hear about this Savior who is Christ the Lord, to listen to the tidings of great joy, and to marvel at what wonderful things you have done for all of us. We pray, Lord, that we might find faith today in this Savior who is Christ the Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Would you stand as we sing in closing?